In this demo, I'm going to show you how to use API Logger with the preview release of Lynx Server 2013 SDK. My name is John Clarkson, and I'm a technical writer with the Lynx SDK documentation team. This slide outlines what I'll cover in this demonstration. First, the log function, which you enter in your script file to specify what type of content is logged and where. And then I'll demonstrate how to start API Logger, which involves restarting the Edge server service, and I'll show you the log file that you get as a result. I'm running the Lynx server beta on a VM on another computer that I remoted into. You can find API Logger XE in the bin folder on your Lynx server SDK install folder. I placed it on the desktop on the virtual machine we're looking at here. So here's how you can use API Logger with Lynx Server. First, open a command prompt as administrator and switch to the folder containing API Logger. In my case, that's the desktop folder. Next, start API Logger with a redirect to a text file. This allows you to trap the contents of the log and search it for the information you're looking for later on. In order for API Logger to attach itself to the server, I need to restart it. So I'll open a second command prompt, again using admin privileges, and restart the RTC SRV service. And this will take some time to run. So what I want to do is, now that it's started, we'll just drop off and come back once it's just about finished. Okay, so API Logger is just about ready to start. We'll see the server is finished restarting, and API Logger is now running. So what I want to do now is just let it run for a couple minutes. Again, we'll just drop off at this point and wait for it to run for a few minutes, and then we'll come back. API Logger has been running for a couple minutes now, so I'm going to shut it down, and we'll open the log file, which is right there, and unfortunately I forgot to enter the TXT file extension, so Windows needs to figure out what options to offer me for opening this, and luckily Notepad's one of them. And there's the log output file. See, it's got a lot of information in it. Of course, you can search it top to bottom using whatever string you choose to get the information you want out of it. And we haven't talked about the log function. And you can see here's the help file, and log function documentation is in the section called MSPL built-in functions. If you scroll down there, there's the topic for the log file. And next we'll take a look at the script file itself, which is where the log function is called. And there's the statement in the script file right there. And that's it. I just demonstrated how to attach API Logger to Lynx Server and trap log text in a text file for later use. Thank you.